From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Guns have been top of mind this week. In Washington, D.C., President Obama has spoken about efforts to curb gun violence. And one of the executive orders signed by the president this week was a directive for more government research into gun safety technology. In Las Vegas at CES, a self-described gunshot survivor and gun owner is taking pre-orders for a biometric trigger lock called Identilock that he hopes will make guns safer. Identilock lets you hold the grip of a weapon and use your fingerprint to quickly make a firearm ready to shoot. Omer Kiani is founder and CEO of Sentinel, the Detroit-based company that makes this technology. Omer, thanks for talking to us. Tell me about the biometric product you've created here.
What we've done is created a clamping mechanism which prevents access to the trigger. With the press of a finger, the device unlocks, allowing instant access to the gun.
Why did you choose to make this and not a smart gun itself with a biometric functionality that would just make it work or not work? Why aren't you trying to make that?
Do you have any idea how many guns we have in the U.S.?
Yes.
What would happen with those guns? They're not gonna wipe away. That's one part of the answer. I wanted to create an add-on, an accessory, because it's much easier to create a solution in that manner. Smart guns, from what I know, have been rejected by the market over and over. So I don't want to go down a path that I know is not going to work.
Why do you think it's been so hard to create products like this?
Mainly because, you know, you can't do this in a garage. You can't create a product that you want reliability out of in a garage. I would not be able to iterate on a product like Google's and the Facebooks can do. So the path that I chose was I got funding from the likes of ex-CEO of Chrysler and utilized their network to enlist engineers and designers. In terms of get it hard, imagine that I was not able to exhibit at CES properly, meaning they would not even allow me to bring an imitation gun.
Wow.
So there's normal troubles, yes. I mean, anybody faces that. But this industry, we're the only tech startup focused on gun safety exhibiting at CES. I mean, on a positive note, this is a milestone, a national milestone. We were the first one who made it. Hopefully, much more to follow.
Omer Kiani is the founder and CEO of Sentinel. Identilock, the company's product, will begin shipping this summer. Omer, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
By the way, we reached out to the Consumer Technology Association, which organizes CES. They responded, quote, "We have a no weapons policy to help safeguard our guests and have been denying requests on fake weapons as well." It's Silicon Valley time. Today, my guest is Robin Sloan, author of the book Mr. Penumbra's 24-Hour Bookstore, which involves Google, a secret society, and yes, an all-night bookstore. Robin, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I think that I am prepared.
That is a confident answer. I like it. 800 million users.
That's the number of users on Facebook that pledged they would finally quit it this year.
I feel like I should almost give it to you, but this is actually Facebook's user base for its Facebook Messenger app has grown to 800 million monthly active users.
Those numbers of that scale, I just can't wrap my head around them, and I can't wrap my head around working at a place where your secondary product or your tertiary products have, you know, 800 million users,
right.
400 million users,
it's insane.
A few hundred million here, a few hundred million there. Eventually, it starts to add up.
What do you got for me?
$599 United States dollars.
The number of dollars that I have not yet but would gladly pay for an Oculus Rift headset.
Very good. You would gladly play. You're correct. And I, for one, am undecided. On one hand, you know, I'm always eager to see these new forms of media, new kinds of storytelling. On the other hand, it's a screen that you strap to your face.
I watched a woman using one at a museum recently. Her son immediately realized that he could mess with her because she couldn't see him. We're going to see a whole genre of videos come out that are just people messing with people who are wearing Oculus headsets.
Absolutely. Its biggest impact on culture might, in fact, be this secondary effect of, you know, how goofy people become when they're strapped into the metaverse.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
180,000 high-resolution images.
I happen to know this one. That is obviously and wonderfully the number of photos, maps, and other public domain items that were just released by the New York Public Library. And did you also see they're going to fund a remix residency at the NYPL?
Whoa.
They're going to select some artists to actually come to the library and spend a couple months making something interesting. They'll get paid, they'll have a desk, and, you know, who knows what will emerge.
Sign me up. Robin Sloan, he is author of the book Mr. Penumbra's 24-Hour Bookstore. Robin, thank you for playing along with me.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And quick correction, yesterday I mentioned a new smartwatch from Pebble released at CES. It was actually the company Fitbit that unveiled a $200 wearable at CES. My apologies to the Pebble fans out there who got super excited. I also mentioned a $5,000 smart fridge from Samsung. Yes, that is a real thing. And guess who's been checking out smart appliances? Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood. That's who.
Companies will not stop beating the smart appliance and smart refrigerator drum, no matter how outlandish they seem to be getting. See everything that was announced at CES this year. So why? Well, it turns out people are buying these things. One analysis says smart fridges alone were an almost $3 billion business in 2015, and smart washers were $3.5 billion. Research from IHS says the market will grow 134% by the end of the decade. So even if you think you don't need one, you might have one soon.
Marketplace's Molly Wood from CES in Las Vegas. You can get a lot more of Molly Wood's coverage if you add Marketplace's Snapchat. We're called Marketplace on that disappearing message platform. And also, we are testing Marketplace's new beta site. And you can, too, if you want to. It's at beta.marketplace.org. Let us know what you think. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.